Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you ready to make a little money? This is the Music City Bets Podcast with Fox 17 sports director Joel Jelinek, Ricky Merritt, and Chase McCabe on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
Welcome into Music City Bets, your home for betting tips and analysis on all your favorite Nashville teams. The usual suspects tonight, Chase McCabe, program director, 102.5 The Game, Rick Merritt, our two betting analysts, and I'm your host, Jill Jelinek, sports director, Fox 17. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Oh, we're good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I'm doing fan-damn-tastic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Had a great weekend. Spent some time with Jill. We had a Christmas party.
Yeah, it was a great Christmas party. Thanks
great
for the invite.
Times. No
yeah.
problem. Thank you for coming, everybody.
And shout out to all your friends we met. Yeah. A lot of people listening to our Music City Bets podcast. Appreciate it.
To us and talked about how much they love the show. And
absolutely.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, that's good. I had a good weekend. I sat in my apartment, ate pizza, played video games.
What video game did you play?
Call of Duty.
You went to Chicago.
You're like Kyler Murray.
Except my knee works.
Oh, and you're not getting paid as much.
No, I did. I went to Chicago. Saw the Chicago Bulls absolutely throttle the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, Lucullus.
Lucullus Dallas Mavericks. And let me tell you, I was mad because Tim Hardaway Jr. could not hit a three to save his life.
Dang.
And for financial reasons, I needed him to do that. He was like 1-for-10 from the three-point line. And had he hit that, I would have...
You would
all my other, all the other legs
better
in my parlay hit.
Financially.
Yes.
Financially.
Yes.
Financially, of course.
But the UC, the United Center, pretty cool. Saw the Jordan statue.
Very cool.
Compare the UC to Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... They're two very different buildings.
I'm going to tell you something. The last time I was in Chicago, Chicago Stadium was still up.
Oh, that's a while.
There you go.
Yeah. No, I think they've done, I mean, UC opened, I think, in 93, 94, something like that. They've done a really good job of keeping it up.
Okay.
The Jordan statue used to be outside, and they've covered it, and it's like a promenade kind of thing that
ooh,
you can go
I
through.
I like that.
And go through the, they have a big team store that has Blackhawks and Bulls gear. So, yeah.
Did you
cool.
see the Pippen statue?
I did not. It was just saw the Jordan statue.
Oh, man.
I wanted to see the Pip, but it was on the whole other side of the arena.
And it's a small statue. It's
he doesn't have one, man. Does he?
He does have one. Yeah. It's just, it's almost like a bust.
I will say this. In the team store, they have four former Bulls jerseys that you can buy.
The four horsemen.
Jordan.
Jordan.
Pippen.
Pippen.
D-Rose.
D-Rose.
Yes. Okay. And how about, you ready? I'm going to say...
Former Bulls.
Yep.
Come on, Jill.
Defense. I'm going to say he's a little cray-cray. Yeah, and am I right? Yes.
91. Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Wow.
Okay.
And so,
good job, Jill.
So I looked at him and, like, you know, Pippen and Rodman were like $150 for the jersey. And I was like, man, that's not bad. Jordan is triple that.
Oh,
is it authentic?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anything with MJ's name on it is just like ridiculous.
And he wants no part with the Bulls.
No.
He's done with
it. He rarely comes back.
Yeah.
Bill Winnington's on their radio team. So that's kind of cool that he's there. But the entrance lives up, you know, with the man in the middle and all that. And serious. So it was cool.
That's cool.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad you had a good weekend, man.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I'm glad y'all had a good weekend, too.
Thank you, man.
Well,
I appreciate that.
The Titans did not have a good weekend.
Oh, what a segue.
They did not.
What a transition there. Titans did not have a good weekend. They got their butts kicked by their divisional rivals, Jacksonville Jaguars. Titans could have been a step closer to locking up the AFC South. Now they are two games in ahead and first for the AFC South instead of four, but that's okay. Titans now have a tough task. They've lost three in a row. We'll have to try to turn things around against the Los Angeles Chargers team that just beat the Dolphins and looked pretty good doing so. Titans and Chargers, both 7-6. So we'll obviously start with Titans and Chargers, but just to kind of look ahead for this podcast, we'll also talk about bowl games. We got bowl games this weekend starting this Friday. talk about the Roadrunners. We've got a lot of fun teams in the mix, Bahamas Bowl, all that fun stuff. We'll also talk about Super Bowl odds.
Ooh.
Some fun Super Bowl odds. Yes, of course. We're getting close. It's going to be January 12th before you know it.
Love it.
Love it. And then, of course, we will have our... I actually want to talk a little bit about some of the big names we've heard this week opting out of bowl games, including one very, very good Tennessee wide receiver. We'll get to that later.
That's a good tease.
Yeah, and then a big Thursday night matchup between the Niners and the Seahawks. Niners can clinch the NFC West, and I will...
I feel like you're walking the video wall right now.
I just want to let our listeners know what we have ahead so they can continue to listen to us. We got to tease all this.
One more thing.
Right?
We're going to do a gambling story again this week.
Ooh,
this
time it's Rick's gambling story.
Chase McKay.
Okay. How about we finish with that one?
I don't even know what the story is.
Okay.
Oh, you'll like it, Chase.
And then we'll finish with a gambling story on Chase McCabe. Oh, what a lineup we have tonight. First, we start with the Titans and the Chargers. Okay. Chargers.
That's a sound effect.
Chargers. There you go. The wipe screen to the highlights. Chargers, 3-point favorites this weekend at home in SoFi Stadium. The total on this one, 46.5.
Ooh.
Okay. Okay. Money line. If you like the Titans, +135. If you like the Chargers, -165. Chase, I'm going to start with you tonight. What stands out to you with this game?
Well, I was the one that said Jags +3.5.
Ding, 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 ding.
Last week. What stands out to me is the Titans are in trouble right now. They just, I don't know, something seems very off. Whether the John Robinson firing was a distraction or not, I don't think we'll ever know. I know the players and the coaches are all going to say it wasn't. But, you know, was it a distraction for Vrabel to have to deal with it, you know, internally, things like that? I think that that could have been a factor for sure. But the injuries are catching up to him. The injury report that came out today is very long, very concerning. So, and they historically, and I know this is going back to San Diego, historically they have not played well on the West Coast, really at all. You know, I mean, you look at – whether it's Oakland or San Francisco or L.A.
I'm gonna stop you right there. The last time they were in the stadium, they beat the Rams.
That's true.
And
that's
that
very true.
That was on Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football.
What a win.
Yeah.
But so they are 1-0 in SoFi Stadium. So.
There you go. But to your point.
They just haven't played well against the Chargers out there. So I lean towards the home team, if I'm being honest with you.
Rick?
I'm probably going to take the over here. 46.5, that number seems real low. And this Charger team, they can put up 4 touchdowns at least. I can see them putting up 28. Titans maybe get 21. I like the over here. I don't like the Titans +3 this weekend. I do like the Chargers to win. So I'm going to take them -3 today.
Okay.
I like the over as well because I think – to Chase's point, there are a lot of injuries. This is not a healthy Titans team. This is not a Titans team that we saw during their 7 straight wins. This is not the same Titans team we saw beat the Packers. The one plus on the injury front, Denico Autry did practice for the first time since that Packers
big.
Game. He's a huge part of that lineup. Before he went out, he was, I believe, their sack leader, even more than had one more than Jeffrey Simmons. Before he went out the last 2 weeks, getting him back would be huge for that front, because one thing was clear against the Jaguars, they could not put pressure on Trevor Lawrence. And Trevor Lawrence picked that secondary part. That secondary is still struggling. Christian Fulton on the injury list, they're still struggling to get guys back. Again, not the same Titans team that we have seen. The one encouraging storyline in this game, I do want to point out, Chargers are not good against the run.
No.
Chargers are dead last in rushing yards per play.
Ooh.
28th in the league in rushing yards allowed per game.
Look, I love that. I love that for Derrick Henry.
I love it for Derrick Henry.
He's got to hang on to the football.
He's got to hang on to the football. And I would bet that after what happened last week, I have a hard time believing that Derrick Henry, every second that he's on that field, he's not thinking to himself, hold on to this doggone football.
Then you go back to high school, you know, when back in the day, we would give the running back the football. You just keep holding on to it all day.
You just hold on to it. Through class, too?
Through class.
Yep. Oh, yeah?
And we would test them out. We'd make sure, like, we come.
Oh, in the middle of class, does the teacher come, too, try to punch it out?
No,
too?
The teacher would.
No.
They would try to hold on to it. In high school. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody, basically, the coach told anyone in the school that you can try and knock it out.
FRA.
If you knocked it out.
Wow.
Wow. I
forgot we got something if you knocked it out. But
Free tickets.
Wow. You guys are not kidding. You literally hold on to the rock the whole school day.
Serious.
We had a running back that, I mean, he was really, really good, but he had coughed it up the week before, and so he had to, the next week, walk around with it all day.
Yeah.
Jill, I'm going to ask you a question about this Titans-Charger game.
Go ahead.
What do you think is the get-in price for this game? This is at SoFi Stadium. What do you think is the get-in price? Just to buy a regular ticket?
Do you know, or you're just...
I do know.
You do know?
He's researched. He's done show prep.
I do show prep.
First of all, that's great that you do show prep.
Thank you so much.
Second of all, you guys, even though I'm from Southern California...
SoCal.
I am from there.
You're a Bruins fan.
I'm a Bruins fan. I know it's expensive there to live there. I've never been to SoFi. I'm going to say get-in price for Chargers... Sunday, 320. Technically, it's
wouldn't be like
125. Yeah. I'm gonna say $60.
$25.
What?
Yeah,
that's it.
That's a bargain.
That's a bargain.
Yeah,
I gotta call my folks. Tell my dad and mom they gotta drive up for
tell them to drop a bet and go to the Chargers game.
$25. That seems pretty cheap. Can we get Titans tickets for that cheap?
No.
No, right? What's the cheapest Titans ticket?
I don't think
ticket?
You can get beer that cheap at Titans yet.
What's the cheapest Titans ticket?
Oh, man. Oh.
Well, let's look for Christmas Eve. I can do that
for you.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Yeah, the Texans game on Christmas Eve?
Cowboys.
Texans on Christmas Eve, Cowboys on Thursday Night Football.
Yes, okay. I keep getting those. They're both from Texas.
Big games, yep.
Mm-hmm. They're big games.
They're both Texas. And they
just played each other Sunday.
Yeah.
Texans
yeah.
covered. I took the Texans that way.
Well, good for you.
Thank you so much. We're killing time here while Chase looks it up.
Well, y'all could continue, you know.
Oh, we're still talking.
Some other things to think about. I will say that Titans have been 8-3.
$39 for the Texans on one website.
That's not bad.
No.
That's not bad.
I wonder if Cowboys are more expensive.
They are.
Really? Yeah. It's America's team.
America's team.
Thursday Night Football.
J.R. Ewing.
Time.
Now,
270.
Wow, just to get in?
39 on Christmas Eve to 200 for the get-in price?
Ticketmaster gets a lump of coal for that.
Well, I wasn't looking at Ticketmaster.
Sorry.
I was looking at
another
website.
Still get a lump of coal. But with that being said about the Titans-Chargers game, Jill, you obviously go to the practices. Was Treylon Burks at practice this week?
He's still in concussion protocol.
Still in concussion protocol.
That doesn't mean he's not going to practice tomorrow.
Okay.
Or be good to go for the game.
Okay. 42 for Houston, 288 for Dallas.
Whew. That's a lot.
Treylon Burks has not cleared concussion protocol. He has not crossed over that next step where he can start practicing.
See, that's crucial.
Well, even more crucial than that, he is one of three wide receivers on the injury report today. The other two, CJ Board and Robert Woods. Now, Robert Woods was listed with an illness. Hopefully that's something that's not serious and he'll be good to go by the time they travel. But the fact that this is already a wide receiver core that is struggling talent production wise.
Yeah.
And we have three of them on the injury report, including the top rookie. That's concerning.
Not good.
Need some Bobby Trees. They really need some Bobby Trees. But the thing is, Bobby Trees has been – Robert Woods has been Bobby Trees when Treylon Burks is in the lineup.
Yes.
And unfortunately, they just haven't been able to play together a lot.
You know, looking at – I was about to say San Diego. Looking at L.A.'s wide receiver core compared to the Titans, night and day.
Oh, yeah.
Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
Top 10 wide receiver when healthy. Mike Williams.
Yep.
Top 15. Josh Palmer, UT grad.
Yeah.
He's one of the best at being a number three. And then you got Gerald Everett, who's a tight end, but he lines up in the slot sometimes. This is a Chargers offense that, honestly, I don't think the Titans can stop it.
You haven't even mentioned their quarterback.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's almost like Justin a mirror
Herbert
image
pretty good
of Jacksonville, if you really look at them, with a better running back.
Their area of weakness is their defense, which means in order for the Titans to keep up, to stay in this game, they have to score, they have to run the ball. And this has to be a Derrick Henry game. If they cannot get Derrick Henry going, I mean, this Chargers rushing defense is nowhere near Jacksonville's. Jacksonville had a solid rush defense, and they did a decent job for three quarters. Second quarter on, they couldn't contain Henry, but then Henry shot himself in the foot. Anyways, so again, if the Titans have any chance of staying in this game, they obviously have to run the ball and they have to score points, which goes back to, didn't you say you like the over?
I like the over. 46.5, I like the over.
I will say I like the over too. I am encouraged that Chig Okonkwo found the end zone last week. Austin Hooper looked good too.
Both of them look good.
Tannehill has a two-headed monster at tight end. I'm hoping whoever the new GM is, go ahead and get Austin Hooper locked up, bring him back. I think that it didn't work early in the year, but it's worked.
Well, and early in the year, can you say it didn't work, or was it just the whole offense that was
chemistry?
There were a lot of things not working early in the year.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's go ahead and switch gears. I want to talk about the Super Bowl because that's going to be here before you know it. And right now, as of today, the latest Super Bowl 57 odds that I saw on Vegas Insider: Bills +380 as the favorites, Eagles +450, Chiefs +475. And Rick, you were telling us of an interesting bet heard on Daily Wager.
Real quick, on the Eagles, shout out to the new Eagles punter, Brett Kern.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Brett Kern.
Good luck to him.
Yeah.
Some of us are rooting for you, some of us are not.
Glad he waited for after the Titans game to hop on the Eagles, right? Hey. That would have been awkward, even more awkward than A.J. Brown, maybe.
That is a good call. I didn't think about that. I did not think about that, but that's a good call.
I mean, he literally joined the team a week after.
Word is, now that he's joined A.J. Brown, John Robinson will join them as a consultant.
Yeah.
Because selling cheesesteaks.
Rick, what was that bet you were telling us about?
So Caesars Sportsbooks has a pretty cool prop where you can get.
You're a pretty cool prop.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You can get the Bills, Chiefs, or Eagles at -145, or you can get the field. So basically, you're betting on any other team in the NFL that can make the playoffs besides
those three. Who are the three favorites?
And those are the top three favorites. And that's to win the Super Bowl, not to make it, to win it. So if you were to bet that, and the Bills and the Eagles or the Chiefs and the Eagles make the Super Bowl, you're cashing it. That's, you're putting down quite a bit to win, but -145, that's pretty good value.
I mean, you're basically tripling your odds of the best team winning.
I agree.
I love that. I really like that. The only thing is, I'm trying to think of a fan's perspective. If I hate those three teams, like for example, if I'm a Bengals fan, my team's getting hot right now, I would love the field.
Take the field.
Right? Take the field.
Yes.
That's kind of how I look at it.
And the Bengals have beaten the Chiefs.
Well, so
yes, they did.
Here's what I'll ask y'all and how you answer that question. Of the three, who do you trust the most?
Eagles.
Eagles right now have been the most consistent team in the NFL.
Okay, I disagree. I trust the Chiefs more than anybody. Experience, their head coach, and their quarterback.
Oh, those are great, fantastic reasons. Yeah. I don't think I can argue with you on that.
So, to be honest with you, I probably trust the Eagles the least, because even though Jalen Hurts is probably going to win the MVP,
even though they're having are the best team in football right
best
now.
Best team in football. How many times have you seen the best team in football stumble when it matters the most?
Almost
because
times.
Of
Almost
no experience.
At least one
Nick
time.
Sirianni.
Once happened last
playoffs,
year.
Playoffs, right?
Yeah. Happened last year.
Nick Sirianni has done a great job, but doesn't have the experience as a head coach. Jalen Hurts, same thing as a quarterback. And there's a team in their division. Well, really, there's two teams in their division that can give them trouble. Dallas and Washington, and maybe even if you throw the Giants
whole division,
in there. Yeah, I mean, the whole division could make the playoffs.
Which, That's can we true. Stop for a second and and realize what we're just saying?
The NFC East.
The NFC East could make the whole play. NFC East that we notoriously, traditionally, consistently trash on a regular...
Yes. What,
a division we have talked down on for years. Tell me one person who said, oh, the NFC East is going to be a great division this year.
Not Nam one.
Said no one ever.
Ever. Nobody.
We, like, that... I just love football. That is why I love football. That's awesome. We got a taste of that the first 2 weeks of the season when we had top teams underdogs, winning week one and week two. God, those were great weeks. Well,
remember when we all thought the NFC West was going to represent the entire playoff? You got the whole
NFC West. And it underachieved.
And now, I mean, is it the Niners? Is it the Seahawks?
Niners,
we'll find out Thursday night.
Yeah.
So here's the other part of this. All right, so let's say you rank those three however you want to rank them. Like, I don't even trust Buffalo right now as much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Chase. I don't know. If you give Buffalo home field advantage, that's what they haven't had the past couple of years. Remember, they've had to go to Kansas City.
I want to see that game against Miami and see how.
I agree. How that's a big game. That's a big game.
But let's say you look at the field. Okay. All right. So, of the teams in the field, and there's not a lot of them that you would feel confident in, you know, even without there's two starting quarterbacks.
Niners.
I look at San Francisco.
I agree.
I think they're up there. Dallas is certainly.
I agree.
In that conversation. Cincinnati is in that conversation.
Wholeheartedly agree.
I don't trust Baltimore. I don't trust the Titans. I'm trying to think. Miami. I don't know.
Can they get hot at the right time?
This is the right time.
Right.
And
won't get a whole game in the playoffs.
I don't trust Minnesota. And I know you've been hot on Minnesota, Ricky. But
I'm mostly hot on them to win the division.
I don't trust Minnesota. I definitely don't trust Tampa, even with Brady. But, you know, like I kind of look at the next three is probably Dallas, Cincinnati, San Francisco.
I agree.
So it's an interesting bet. It's an interesting prop bet.
Yeah.
San Fran has a playoff style defense. Like they can, if they get a couple of home games, they can dominate.
Here's another interesting bet from Superbook. They have the early Super Bowl line without even knowing the teams.
I like those.
Which is fun. The AFC is a 3-point favorite.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because they're probably thinking Chiefs or Bills.
Right.
The over, under, 52.
Ooh.
I'm trying to remember the last time the over hit in the Super Bowl. It didn't hit last year.
No, it's been a minute. And then AFC minus 165, NFC plus 145.
Yeah, I like AFC this year anyway. So, yeah.
So that would be if you like the AFC, then that would be your bet.
Yeah,
why you would be interested in that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like
you're
that.
You're hot
bet.
On that. Like by the that way, bet. Coach of the Year odds, Nick Sirianni, minus 175. He's the favorite right now, followed by Kevin O'Connell, Robert Saleh, Mike McDaniel, Mike McCarthy.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah. You could even sense in my tone how surprised I am. Brian Daboll, Pete Carroll, Kyle Shanahan. Mike Vrabel's on there, a couple more down. Plus 10,000.
Not this year, Mike.
I'm gonna give you a fun one though. Here's a coach that could potentially win it if they make the playoffs, and that's Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell.
What are his odds right now? He's not on my list.
So Friday, he was 100-1 to win Coach of the Year. So if you put $10 down.
You win $100.
No,
I'm sorry.
$1,000.
Oh, you win $1,000. 100-1. Yes.
Yeah. So you win $1,000. And I think right now
you put a dollar down, you win $100.
Yeah, you put a dollar down. Yeah. I think right now I want to say he's maybe plus 7,000 or plus.
Oh wow. 1,000. Look, he should be in the conversation.
He's moved up quite a bit. So
because Detroit does mathematically have a chance.
They're plus 300 to make the playoffs. And they can go on a little run. That offense is they're humming along.
Yeah.
Defense is not that bad.
I think they've decided they like Jared Goff too.
I think they have too. I think he's the guy going forward. I really do think he's the guy going
forward. They're gonna have a definitely a good first round pick because of the one they got from the Rams.
Yep.
Ooh.
Jameson Williams is back.
Yep.
He's caught a touchdown in his first game. Then you got Amon-Ra
St. Brown.
Yeah. He's over on the other side. DJ Chark.
Yep.
This offense, watch out for the Lions. Not saying Super Bowl.
But they Not this year.
But they can sneak Swift up.
Swift has been okay.
Yeah. Jamal Williams leads the league in touchdowns.
Yep.
This is a team that, you know,
they're building.
Keep an eye on. Keep an eye on.
They might get a win if they make the playoffs and they somehow have to play Minnesota. In Minnesota, at the bank, give me the Lions, whatever the number is.
Shout out, one of my favorite people from the city of Detroit, Derek Mason.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that guy.
I'm wishing I put a dollar down on Dan Campbell on Friday. Same. Thank you for that. I know.
Same.
We're going to be kicking ourselves if he wins this thing.
We're going to go over to the Lane Motor Museum.
Yeah.
We're going to get in the DeLorean.
Okay.
We're going to go back to Friday.
I'm down. Let's do it after this podcast. First, though, we got to talk about the college football playoff.
Can we make a few other stops with that thing?
Yeah. No, first the dollar. Let's switch gears to some college football because we got some bowl games on this weekend. That's right.
It's bowl season.
Bowl season starts Friday, kicking us off the Bahamas Bowl between.
Oh, we got a little bowl music? I like that.
We got a little bowl music.
Oh, thank you.
I like it.
That actually.
I thought that was your ringer.
For a second, I thought Santa was here and came a little early to help us deliver some awesome
like,
bets.
Ho,
this Christmas.
Ho, ho, here's a parlay.
just a shameless plug here.
Oh, give us one.
On Saturday, starting at 10, you can hear the Fenway Bowl featuring Rick's Cincinnati Bearcats.
Yes.
And the Louisville Cardinals.
That's right.
I scheduled that just for Ricky.
Thank you so much. I will be listening to that coverage.
And after that, Florida and Oregon State in the Vegas Bowl.
Oh, wow.
So we will talk about Oregon State, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that game in a second.
Yeah. The whole list for this weekend, Bahamas Bowl, Miami, and UAB.
Okay.
Then you have the Trading Cure Bowl between UTSA Roadrunners and Troy.
Let's go back to the Bahamas Bowl. Is that Miami, Ohio or Miami, Florida?
Great.
Ohio.
Now, that's a great question. Ohio. It's Miami, Ohio.
Shout out to the Red Hawks.
Red Hawks, yes. Yep.
I am a part of the Red Hawks family.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, my cousin goes to Miami, Ohio.
You got a feel on that game?
I don't.
No.
Take the under.
Bahamas Bowl.
Miami. Take the under. Roethlisberger. Coach John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cure Bowl, UTSA, Troy. That's a pick 'em.
Yes.
So pick who you want. Pick the UTSA Roadrunners.
There you go. Take the Roadrunners.
What Coach Traylor is doing over there in San Antonio.
Big Frank Harris made the announcement this week.
He's coming back. I swear. This has to be his last year. He's been there since
Obama administration.
Yes.
Yes. Unbelievable.
So I love that for them. I love the consistency. They have not had a consistent quarterback in a long time. It's until Frank Harris. So I would go with Roadrunners. Please trust me. Coach Traylor is doing great things.
And hear me out about this, about Frank Harris next year. Heisman.
Ooh. Okay, listen. This summer we're going to Vegas. The futures. We'll put him down for the Heisman.
Yes, and if we got, and you know, if they're not listed, you can tell them to list it, and they'll put a number up. So yeah, we're doing it. Frank Harris.
Frank Harris.
I love the way he plays football.
I love it.
We almost hit.
Oh, it was close. Me and Chase, we had a Hendon Hooker.
When we were in Vegas in March. We were like Hendon Hooker,
yeah. And it almost hit. Man, if he doesn't get
hurt.
How
much would you guys have gotten?
I think you got it at 80-1.
Yeah.
I got it at 60-1.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, it would have been
nice. Pretty good.
You mentioned the Fenway Bowl. Rick's the fellow Bearcat fan. You like the Bearcats to win this one?
Yeah.
Is Luke coaching?
Who?
Is Fickell coaching?
No, he's out. It's going to be Kerry Combs.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, Kerry Combs, former Titans assistant. He's going to be coaching.
Nice.
Cincinnati legend. I think this might also be his last game for Cincinnati. I think he's going to follow Luke to Wisconsin.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
And
what's funny is the Louisville head coach is coming to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So he's not coaching in this game. He's going to be watching from a distance. I'm kind of curious on who he's going to root
Satterfield.
For.
Yeah, that is fascinating. I can just see the sideline reporter, her opening hit now about – the coaching changes going into that game.
File this away. Just a thought to file away.
Yeah.
Because Kerry Combs is Ohio State and buddies with Vrabel, coach with the Titans. If a certain defensive coordinator were to depart for a job, head coaching job, Kerry Combs maybe?
Maybe.
jump back to the NFL?
Maybe. If he wants to come back to Nashville, I'm pretty sure Vrabel will welcome him with open arms.
I'm not sure if that's actually going to happen this year, but you know.
But on December 14th, that's what you said. So we know.
Fun fact about the Fenway Bowl, for you talk about sideline reporters, they only got to stay on one side of the field because everybody's on one sideline.
That's true.
I didn't realize that. They're all on one side of the field. Okay, yep. I just want to watch now for that. Maybe that's going to be her sideline hit.
That's it right there.
Right there. Writes itself, right in the middle.
It's kind of like on the NHL with her inside the glass.
I feel like I'm going to be watching that game and like something's going to happen and somebody's going to be like, we'd like to apologize for that. And a long, high drive at the center field.
Nick Castellanos.
Rick, you mentioned the Las Vegas Bowl, Florida and Oregon State. What's your feel on that one?
Give me Oregon State. I believe they are minus 10.5.
Yeah.
Why do you like Oregon State?
Opt-outs for Florida.
Too many. Yeah.
They got a lot of opt-outs. So, yeah, give me Oregon State. And, I think it's minus 10.5. Yeah, give me that.
Speaking of opt-outs, one Tennessee wide receiver, Jalen Hyatt, the Biletnikoff Award winner for the best wide receiver in college football.
Good for him.
He opted out of the bowl because he declared for the NFL draft.
Man, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I mean, let's be honest. We're not surprised. I think we would have been more surprised if he says, I'm staying for another year of eligibility.
Right. I think with Tillman leaving.
Cedric Tillman. Yeah, also, those are the two, correct me if I'm wrong, the two top falls that are out for the Orange Bowl are two of their best wide receivers, Cedric Tillman. And Jalen Hyatt. However, their backups, like
they still got Brew McCoy.
Oh, they got some great other weapons. It's not
he's coming back.
Yeah,
it's not like they don't have any other offensive weapons. No. Let's be honest. I mean, but these are their two top receivers. Does the knowing that Hyatt and Tillman are out, does that change your feel for this Clemson Tennessee game, where Clemson is still a 6.5-point favorite?
Give me Clemson.
Yeah, I just.
Clemson's on a mission right now.
The unfortunate part, and I know Josh Heupel is going to have his team ready, and he's trying to rally the troops. I just think the air got sucked out of that balloon when they lost to South Carolina, and Hendon Hooker tore his ACL. I think Clemson's just going to be the better team, and they have more weapons. We're going to see their quarterback of the future because DJ opted out. So, or transferred, I should say.
He's in the portal.
Now, I will say this. I think Heupel is going to be, Heupel and Mike Leach were very close.
Yeah.
The sad news that Mike Leach passed away this week, Mississippi State football coach, they were very close. Maybe, that adds something to it. He's got some motivation, but he's now lost his three best players that he won't have for this bowl game, so.
That's tough. Yeah, Tillman and Hyatt, not having them out there. And, people can say, well, they still play well against Vandy. That's Vandy. This is Clemson. And Clemson is building for next season. And Clemson.
That's what you mean by they're on a mission.
They're on a mission. This is the start of their 2023 national championship campaign.
Okay. Well, there you go, Rick.
Yeah. Get your odds ready. Yeah.
How about we do some
Dogs of the Week. Yes. So we're going to stick with the NFL this weekend.
National Football League.
Yeah, college football. Not a lot of dogs this week. Usually, I like to do home dogs. No home dogs really intrigue me this week. I don't like the Titans, but I'm going to stick with the AFC South. I like the Colts this weekend.
Ooh.
I am off of the Kirk Cousins bandwagon.
Huh.
And I like the Colts to cover.
Wow.
What is
that line?
4. It's +4. And just looking at the Vikings last weekend against the Lions, it was a completely different team. I don't really trust them. And all they got to do is win the NFC North now. That's really it. I mean, they can't get the 1 seed. I think they're as high as a 2 seed potentially. So they're going to get maybe potentially 2 home games. But I like the Colts. Vikings could be a look-ahead game.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, give me the Colts.
I don't know why I like this.
I got three more games too.
Oh, well, go.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go, Chase. You go next.
I was just gonna give you one dog that I don't know why I like it, but I'm intrigued by it. Your boy making his NFL debut, Desmond Ridder, the new quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, getting four on the road against the Saints.
Here's my thing. I've always said this. The past, I don't even remember when that Super Bowl was. I don't bet on the Falcons. Yeah, I just don't.
You've
they're,
written
them. They're on the death penalty. Yeah. I just don't do it. But, man.
That's good.
I really want to bet on Ridder this weekend. I really do.
I like it.
The Saints suck.
So you're saying you won't, but you are encouraging others to.
If you would like to bet on Ridder this weekend.
If you have not been burned by the Atlanta Falcons in the past. It's like,
if you have been suffering from mesothelioma, if you have suffered from betting on the Falcons, like, trust me, there was a time I used to always bet on the Falcons, and they would always burn me. And then Super Bowl.
And you're like, that's 50, enough.
Whatever happened.
That's enough. And I said, 52. That's it. I was 52. There. I covered it.
That's right. You have a cup here somewhere.
I do.
Of that Super Bowl. So, yeah, give me that's
liberty or give me death.
There you go. That's but don't funny. Give me the Falcons.
Just
but
don't I would give love you the Falcons. What was your other two?
I like Jacksonville this weekend.
Coming off of this big win. Yeah. Who do they have?
They got the Cowboys. How dare you? Home dog. They're a home dog. Plus four. Obviously, that stadium's going to be 90% Cowboys.
Good luck, man.
I know. That's definitely a good luck game. But I like Jacksonville.
Well, you know, home dogs do bark louder.
Thank you, Jill. I'm so glad you said that because now I have even more confidence that game will hit because you just said that home dogs bark louder.
What's your other one?
Oh, man. My last game of the week, I'm going Miami +7 against Buffalo. I'm doing it. I'm taking Miami.
I like Miami.
In fact, I'm going to go money line.
Did you hear what they did?
I'm going money line.
Did you hear what McDaniel did?
I saw a video.
So they practiced in their bubble, and they turned the AC way, way down and made it really cold.
Like
they made the bubble as cold as they could possibly make it.
Can't make snow, though.
To prepare for Buffalo.
No, you can't. Yeah, but it's a snow that's game. A start. That's a start.
Yeah, it's a snow
Interesting.
Game.
I don't know if I've ever heard of a team doing that before.
Yeah, no, I like that. And I like Mike McDaniel.
I love Mike McDaniel. He's one of my favorite coaches. I wish they were doing a little bit better because I would put him in the coach of the year race, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like the Dolphins this weekend, Jags, and the Colts.
Those are okay.
Chase likes the Falcons.
Yeah.
I do.
I will not bet it, but I will vouch for Chase.
Okay. Yeah.
That's about it.
How about a lock of the week?
There you go, Chase. Do
All
it.
All right.
Sponsored by no one.
Superbook Sports, my official sports book.
My bad.
All right. I'll give you a couple. This is a pick 'em. I like Detroit.
Yes!
I love Detroit. So I love Detroit.
Yes, it's a pick-em.
The Lions against the Jets. I love it.
You don't believe in Mike White either.
I don't.
Me either.
I don't believe in Mike White.
No.
Another one I like, Carolina -3 at home. Getting even money right now. They're playing Pittsburgh. Who knows who's
going to... Carolina's coming off, their first road win in, like, I want to say since last year.
Sam Darnold's looking good.
Yeah, Darnold's looking... Yeah, the last weekend when they won, first road win
and
since
they're
last
only
year.
One game back, right? Of Tampa?
Yeah. Yeah.
And in they still have a game...
That NFC South has been just
atrocious.
Kind of nuts. It's been hard to keep up with.
I'll give you another one. Speaking of the NFC South...
Okay.
Tampa Tom and the Bucks hosting Joe Burrow.
Oh, yeah.
And the Cincinnati Bengals.
You like Tampa.
I believe this is the first time that Burrow and Brady have faced one another.
I have to look, but I will say yes.
You like
this
Tampa?
This is Tampa's, or this is Tom's third year. No, I like Cincinnati.
You like Cincinnati?
I like Cincinnati big.
Listen, this is the game where we like to say pass the torch.
Yeah.
This is the one. This is the one you need to watch.
Yeah. Yep.
This is where the torch is being passed. And Joe takes the throne.
I love this.
He takes the throne.
That's going to be a big game. When is that?
That is same time as the Titans game.
Oh. Okay.
So it's a big slate. 325 is a good slate.
We have some good games this weekend.
This is a good weekend for games.
We do.
You want to hear a gross game? This is gross.
Yeah.
This is just absolutely disgusting.
Hit me.
Yeah.
I think you probably already know.
Yeah.
Arizona +2.5 at Denver.
Yeah.
What's the over?
36.
36.
Oh my God.
Oh gosh.
Like Vegas is saying, hey Rick, take the over. And I'm like, no, don't make me do it.
The devil.
And then it's, and then next thing you know, it's 28-14.
You know what that over is? On Monday.
That's a Monday?
On Monday.
That's, oh yes. Yes it is. That is a Monday for sure.
Monday.
We'll tell you later.
That's not fine. Podcast safe. But that is a Monday for sure.
Lot of great games this weekend, and the week starts with a fantastic game on Thursday night. Niners going up against their rivals, the Seahawks. Always a great game, I swear, when these two face off. Niners have a chance to clinch the NFC West, and they're coming off a huge win over Tom Brady and the Buccaneers last week. How about I give you two prop it like it's hot?
Oh, now prop by the way,
like it's hot.
I want to give you a shout out. You gave out Jared Goff over 260 yards.
I did.
It hit.
Cha-ching!
Oh. Ding 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 ding.
Nice.
Good job, Jill.
Thank you. I got two for you. One for the Niners, one for the Seahawks. Let's start with the Niners. I love Christian McCaffrey. He's coming off the Tampa Bay Bucks, rushed for 119 yards, a touchdown on 14 carries.
Ooh.
Now, here's the thing. This is why I like the Christian McCaffrey over 79.5.
Okay.
So Christian McCaffrey over 79.5. I like it a lot because the Bucks have a better defense than the Seahawks do.
Oh.
Specifically against the run, Seahawks have given up an average of 209 rushing yards per game over the last four games.
Wow.
This is a Christian McCaffrey feed me game, especially because we also don't know who's under center yet.
Right.
Well, and Debo's out.
And on top of that, Debo Samuel has officially been ruled out.
Yeah, that's a good call.
So, I mean, Debo's out.
He's been ruled out.
So
they got to give Christian McCaffrey the ball. Give me Christian McCaffrey over 79.5 yards rushing. And for the Seahawks, I love Geno Smith, but I don't love
you too.
I don't know about that, but I want Geno Smith under 241 passing yards.
Ooh, I like a little under.
I like that.
Under. Here's the thing: Niners have been good against the pass this year. They've been really good. Their quarterback, they have allowed the quarterback an average of only 230 yards, right? Smith coming off was only limited to 197 yards in week two. And he's going to have to throw. And I don't think they're also going to throw a lot in this game. I think they're going to have to try to run the ball first and then resort to the pass. I don't see the Niners giving up over 240 passing yards to Geno Smith.
I like both props. I like them both.
And there you go.
I would even throw in a Brandon Ayuk anytime touchdown.
I like Ayuk, especially because Debo Samuel is out.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. I like that anytime touchdown as well.
Yeah. It's a good little same game.
Yeah. He's actually, a lot of people think that Debo Samuel is leading in receptions. It's actually Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to ask Chase this and then you as well.
Then we got you're going to tell a story.
Oh, you want me to do that now?
No,
I was going to ask you a quick game. Giants Commanders. This is a game that I really want to bet on because it's Sunday Night Football, and we all know, you bet.
Did they flex this?
This is a flex game.
They flexed
game.
It. It's yes. Sunday Night Football. Yes. Yeah, they flexed this is it a flex to game. Sunday.
So the last game they played each other, it ended in a tie. The Giants are Giants are a 4.5-point dog in this one. What are you guys' thoughts? Commanders with a week off, by the way.
I know.
An extra week of prep.
There are two things that I like. I like rivers, and I like boats.
Oh.
Give me Riverboat Ron.
Yes.
The Washington Commanders.
Yes. Okay. Oh, I'm not going to beat that. That was fantastic, because I'm a huge Riverboat Ron fan.
I love Riverboat Ron.
Since his Carolina Panther days. I love Riverboat Ron.
Chase has persuaded.
I think this is going to be a great game. I can see why they flexed it. The fact that the Commanders have had a week extra, we all know that makes a huge difference.
Yep.
Especially late in the season when guys can get healthier. I can't believe they tied.
And they're getting Chase Young back.
Oh, well.
You know, I support anybody named Chase.
There you go.
And they also, when you said they tied the Giants, that was literally the Commanders' last game.
Yes. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
When, how often do we see a team play the same team back
to back? The Titans did it a few years ago.
I mean, that's...
That's crazy.
I think.
Didn't they have the bye in between, like, a Houston game or something like that?
They may have. It was a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I think you're right.
I'd take Riverboat Ron, too.
Okay. We're all three agreeing in Washington on Sunday Night Football. All right. It is time for...
Is it time, Jill? You're the host.
It's time.
It's time. All right. So I'm going to take you guys back to last year. Chase, and a friend of Chase's, Logan. Shout out to Logan. How you doing? We all went to Vegas, and we had a good time, stayed on Fremont Street, had fun. I mean, great time. Well, the last night there, my man over here in the Titans hoodie had on a heater. He was going wild at the table. Yes.
Chase was heating up.
Oh, yeah.
What was it at the table?
Blackjack. He was playing blackjack. He was hitting blackjacks left and right. Well, Chase got up from the table. He left with a little bit of money. He was up around $600. So, nice. Hey, not bad at all.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, Chase had a special $500 chip. $500. Well, now it's ringing to him. So, now we're getting ready to leave. Chase is thinking, what am I going to do with the $500 chip? Am I going to play it, or am I just going to cash it, leave out of here with $500? It's rare for Chase to leave Vegas with money.
It's very important to note.
It's very rare.
This is not an everyday thing,
but it's rare for Chase to leave with a few bucks.
Not entirely true.
It's very true. So he's asking me what he should do. And I said, Chase, one hand of blackjack. Just one hand, put the $500 chip on there.
Oh,
play it.
Rick, this was your idea.
Yes. So Chase is looking at me so serious, and he's like, I don't know. Well, then 2 minutes later, I look at Chase, and his shirt is covered in blood.
What?
Chase had just got a nosebleed. It's almost like someone had punched him in the face. He's got a nosebleed right now. Because Chase, when he gets under pressure like that, he gets nervous, he starts to bleed. Oh my God. I'm like, oh my God, this guy is bleeding from the nose right now.
He's like, I gave him an aneurysm.
I was like, I didn't do that. I didn't mean to make him bleed from the nose. What's going on here?
Okay, oh my God.
So I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, Chase, calm down. Just go ahead and cash it.
Yeah, jeez. Like, at that point, like, do
Rick,
not
you're making me nervous,
table.
Man. You're making me nervous. I'm like, just go ahead and cash it. Don't even play. Meanwhile, in the back of my head, I'm like, man, I hope he plays one hand of blackjack. He didn't do it. He cashed it out.
I even thought roulette.
You also thought roulette.
I thought about putting it on black.
Like one hand, like one roll of the wheel, roulette. He didn't do it. He cashed out. He took the $500 and went back home. But I always love that story.
Oh, that's a good one.
And even if you go on Music City Bet's Twitter account, there is a picture of the $500 chip.
Somewhere deep in that Twitter account.
It's down there somewhere from last year. But
Chase, is that what you remember as well?
Yeah. No, yeah. I didn't know where he was going. And then when he started saying that Logan was on that trip, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's the chip.
It's the chip.
And here's the thing.
I'm sitting at the table, and I bought in.
Because I had the chip before. Like, I've just been carrying it around.
Yeah.
So I bought in for like $200. And the whole time I'm holding this chip and just spinning it because I spin chips in my fingers. That's one thing that I do. And I'm doing it the whole time. And Rick's just looking at me like, hey, one hand.
Just do one hand. I'm like that you're bad conscience.
But the question is, would you have done it?
Yes. Without a shot. Chase,
you had
week,
that much, though.
Like, Chase, last week I told the story about 5K.
Well, that's true.
My uncle sends me a text mad at me. He's like, what, 5K? I'm like, yeah, my mom's listening to the show. She's like, you have 5K on a game? What are you thinking? So, yeah, I definitely would have done one hand of blackjack for $500.
I think no you doubt. Proved that last week with a yes. story. Shout out to Ricky's family. Thank I'll be so honest much. With you. It would no. not even cross my mind. I would have cashed out. And
yeah,
then
I know.
That is my gut. Plus 500? I am happy. I've already won the day. And I'm going to walk out of there, go over to the pool, and get myself a pina colada, sit and call my mom and tell her all about it.
Would Daddy Jeldick have done that?
He would have.
Ooh, that's a great question.
Yes.
Dad would have, I don't want to speak for him, but if I'm guessing, I think what Dad would have done, if he was up 500, he would have come to me and he would say, let's go to the Pai Gow table, I'll buy you in. And I said, absolutely, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with that.
That would be a dad yeah. move. He would not cash out right away. He would bring in someone else or treat someone to a round of drinks or say, hey, let's keep playing a little bit.
Another fun fact about that night, remember when we kept hitting blackjacks and yeah. Chase gave him to me idea. He said, Rick, every time you get a blackjack, take a shot.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's a great strategy. No, especially if you keep hitting the blackjack. Because
I kept hitting blackjacks. Yeah.
He hit like three in a row.
Okay, you're supposed to add more money to the buy-in, not take another shot.
Oh, I usually have a set amount that I play.
Yeah, because here's the thing. You said I was on a heater. This guy was on a heater the whole trip.
Thank you so much.
I mean,
thank you so much.
It was... Mm-hmm. It was good.
We had good times.
That was
out
a
there.
Great story. We're,
thank you
that's,
so much.
That's a
thank
great
you
story.
So much.
Great way to end the pod.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Huge weekend. Huge weekend of NFL games, bowl games. We're going to talk a lot.
Hold on. We got one more game to talk about. The World Cup final.
Oh.
That's because Sunday night.
Yeah.
France.
Sunday. Yeah.
France and Argentina.
I watch Sports Overtime on Sunday nights.
Is it Sunday night or Sunday morning?
Yeah,
I'll
it's
double
probably
check.
Sunday morning.
It probably is.
I
yeah,
think it's
probably
on
not at night.
Fox, because they're hyping up a triple
header.
Oh,
it definitely is yeah, on Fox.
They're hyping up a triple header because you can watch the World Cup and then it leads into their NFL
they're
game.
They're smart for that.
They're very smart
yeah.
for that. Very smart.
9 a.m.
Yeah,
for France and Argentina.
I'll wake up for that.
Yeah.
Give me Messi. Give me
Messi.
Argentina.
I'm all in on Messi.
I'm not thinking France can repeat as defending champs.
I'm all in on Lionel.
You're going Messi.
Give me Argentina.
Messi's dream tour.
C'est clair bleu.
Oh.
Give me the French.
Oh.
Go back to back.
Hey, Ricky.
Yeah, a little back to back for the French.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's end it there.
There you go.
Back to back for
World
the French.
Cup.
It's not long. Not a lot of times you can say back to back for the French. They don't win a lot of things, except soccer and F1 races. That's about it.
That's about it.
Yeah.
That will do it for us on Music City Bets. Thanks so much for listening to our latest edition. We do have the holidays coming up. We'll continue our podcast with some of our usual suspects. I'll be off next week, but then can I trust you guys to take over?
We might take a little break. I don't know.
You know what? next week is Christmas.
Yeah.
I think we should take next week off.
Yeah, we'll take next week.
I think we deserve it.
Well,
even though the people
decided.
Love the show, mm-hmm. even though the people come to me and say, Rick, we love the show. We love what you guys are doing. We still need a break.
Okay.
And Christmas comes right at that perfect time.
Yeah, well, good, because this was an extra long episode tonight. So
hey,
there you go.
Bonne chance, Mac. Good luck, man.
He just told
French.
Me good luck, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just told me good luck, man.
Thank
I
you.
Actually knew that because I took French in high school.
Thank you, Google Translate.
You go. happy holidays to you and your loved ones from the Music City Bets crew. Safe travels. And as always, may the odds be ever in your favor.
And hopefully your bets hit under the tree.
Ooh, okay.
I like
Chase, you want to end it with anything?
Good night, everybody.
Thanks.
For more episodes of Music City Bets, just visit thegamenashville.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.